This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The Education Minister announces the reopening of the Alma Paris Memorial School in January. The BUT welcomes government's decision, but still has some concerns. Government drafting a national nutrition policy and declares September National Wellness Month in response to what it calls an NCD crisis. The Barbados government again defends its borrowing strategy, and Jamaica police probe an explosion at a Burger King outlet. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government will reopen the Alma Paris Memorial Secondary School in January next year. Minister of Education Kay McConney made the announcement during a press conference as she addressed the increase in the number of children needing special education in the country. The school was first opened in September 1995 and it provided an alternative secondary education for students. It was closed in 2017 over a number of challenges.
One will be the reopening of Alma Paris. We have determined, and that school will be for some students who need some additional support on their learning journey, and where it is deemed that it is best to remove them from the other schools at this time and put them in an environment that is best suited to addressing their specific needs. Again, what that structure will look like, the ways in which it will cater, there are some innovative plans on the table, and Cabinet is to sign off on the final plan for that, but we intend to reopen in January in full.
She insists that students entering the school must first undergo diagnostic testing.
This is the time when all of those students who will benefit from that customized learning environment to suit their needs, we are going to do the diagnostic testing. I have said to the team, 100% of those students who go into that school must have the diagnostic testing completed. We must go into January with individual educational plans for each child. It cannot be a one-size-fits-all, and we have to customize plans to suit each child. Those individual education plans, those IEPs, must be completed before every child, any child, enters the new Alma Paris Academy.
Minister of Education Kay McConney. Meantime, the Barbados Union of Teachers also welcomed the reopening of the Alma Paris Secondary School. BUT President Rudy Lovell says he's confident that the school will fulfill its intended role by providing quality education the students will need. However, he wants the Education Ministry to address the inadequate number of students assigned to various schools in the country.
Alongside this welcome news, we must address a pressing concern. The distribution of first foreign students across secondary schools remains in balance, with one school admitting as few as 20 students in its first form. This disparity is alarming and could have significant long-term effects on the viability and development of this school and others with a similar problem. As educators and advocates, we urge the Ministry of Education to address this issue to ensure all schools are equipped to serve their communities equitably. Every school deserves equal access to a reasonable amount of students to ensure the institution can continue to meet its obligations in the future.
President of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, and Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw indicated that the ministry increased capacity of classrooms at various schools to provide support for students with special needs.
What I will tell you is that between 2022 and this year, we have increased the number of inclusionary spaces in this country to accommodate those children with special education needs. We have increased space at Bailey's Primary School. We have increased space at the Eagle Hall Primary School. We have introduced an inclusionary unit at the Milton Lynch Primary School. And we have expanded at St. Christopher Primary School.
She added, the ministry has provided support for teachers to teach children with special needs.
What we are doing in addition to this is ensuring that our teachers in mainstream schools receive the opportunity to be adequately equipped to cater to students with special education. It is therefore best for us at this time not only to look to increase capacity where we can, but to ensure that the teachers who are in the mainstream schools are well equipped to handle those children with the special education needs.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Government is drafting a national nutrition policy and has declared September National Wellness Month as it seeks to tackle what it calls a non-communicable disease crisis. NCDs such as diabetes, hypertension, heart attacks, and strokes are described as being at an alarming level in Barbados. This was disclosed by Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael, addressing a national forum for non-governmental organizations on NCDs.
One of the key pillars of our national response to NCDs is health education. Our health education programs are designed to empower Barbadians with the knowledge and tools needed to make healthier choices. However, we recognize that health education alone is not enough. It must be supported by strong policies that are supportive of healthy living. In this regard, the Barbados School Nutrition Policy plays a key role. By encouraging healthier diets, physical activity, and NCD-related knowledge from a very young age, we can reduce the risk of NCDs later in life. I am also happy to inform you that the Ministry of Health and Wellness is currently working with partners to develop the Barbados National Nutrition Policy, which emphasizes promoting food security, reducing obesity rates, and addressing the increasing prevalence of diet-related NCDs.
He spoke of plans for Wellness Month.
I am also pleased to share that the Cabinet of Barbados has also approved a recommendation for the month of September this year to be recognized as National Wellness Month, all in an effort to further highlight and underscore and emphasize the significant importance of encouraging our people to fully embrace and pursue healthy and productive lifestyles. This month will be filled with several health-related and focused activities and initiatives, and we encourage civil society, organizations, and our private sector to come fully on board with this thrust by producing your own events for the good of your various direct constituents and also the wider general public.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Health and Wellness, Davidson Ishmael. A government minister has been defending the administration's borrowing strategy, insisting that the loans are necessary for investment in projects to create jobs and spur economic activity as the nation emerges from the difficulties caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Minister of State in the Ministry of Education with responsibility for tertiary education, Sandra Husbands, was addressing an employer engagement breakfast meeting at the Barbados Construction Gateway Initiative. She emphasized that the debt restructuring helped restore investor and lender confidence in Barbados.
We took the decision that if we were going to transform, the first thing you have to do is to find the necessary resources to transform. To do that, we had to correct the debt restructuring problem that we had. We had to come out from the credit rating that we were at. We had to be able to restore confidence that people could give us the money that was needed to do that. And that was our critical mission when we first came to office. And it was done so successfully that now every international organization is willing to lend us money.
She insists that the borrowed money is being well spent and also defended government's capacity to service debt.
Now, Barbadians treat money lending as if things are so bad and things are so desperate, you got to go and borrow and therefore you can't pay back. That is not true. Nobody's going to lend you money unless you can pay it back. And the fact that we are being lent money is what is putting us in the position to put some money in critical sectors to give the economy that jig that it could rise up and grow and develop, create the jobs that we need, and therefore create the income and the gross domestic product that we need in the country to be able to move forward.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Education with responsibility for tertiary education, Sandra Husbands. And finally, an investigation has been launched after at least six workers were injured in an explosion at a fast food restaurant in the business district of Kingston, New Kingston, Jamaica, yesterday. Reports suggest that the explosion occurred shortly after 11 a.m. local time at the Burger King fast food restaurant. Four of the workers, three women and one man, are said to be in serious conditions. Preliminary reports suggest the explosion may have been caused by a gas leak. Recapping the headlines. The education minister announces the reopening of the Alma Paris Memorial School in January, while the BUT calls on government to address the inadequate number of students assigned to various schools. Government drafting a national nutrition policy and declares September National Wellness Month in response to what it calls an NCD crisis. The Barbados government again defends its borrowing strategy, and Jamaica police probe an explosion at a Burger King outlet. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.